The standard definition of sculpture in almost any dictionary says that sculpture is the art of modeling, welding, or otherwise producing figurative or abstract works of art in three dimensions, as in relief, intaglio, or in the round. An article put out by the British Arts Council says that this standard definition was first challenged many years ago when new practices and a greater diversity in the range and use of materials extended the vocabulary. The term can now be said to encompass installation, land art, body art, performance art, text-based work, photography and video, as well as the three-dimensional art object. Another article entitled The D Definition of Sculpture by Graham Coulter Smith cites many examples of the shift from what we think of as traditional sculpture. The Duchampian ready-made, remember the urinal entitled fountain, is certainly the first and perhaps most powerful deconstruction of the category of sculpture. He makes reference to Robert Morris's work, which can be described as installation art in which people could actually enter and walk through. Morris declared that art was no longer bound by the categories of painting and sculpture, but had evolved into a complex and expanded field. Mary Lou Canode, the director of Longmire Sculpture Park, says the days of nymphs and fountains have changed and that the future of sculpture has to do with social practice. She goes on to say that the definition of sculpture is much more broad and often has to do with the intervention of the artist into a public space. Juan William Chavez, an artist who has exhibited at Longmire, says sculpture has expanded from museums and galleries through community-based projects that transform and impact the everyday. Both Chavez and Sam Durant, whose work is currently on display at Longmire, are known nationally and even internationally for their use of sculpture to make social commentaries. Both artists use non-traditional art materials. Chavez actually uses bees for his living proposal, Pruitt-Igoe Bee Sanctuary. He explores the destruction of a failing public housing project and the land it was on, which has now become a woodland populated by bees. Observing the number of bees that had claimed the woodland as their own, Chavez came to think about the sculptural comparisons and the metaphorical potential of bee communities, realizing that, like the human population of St. Louis, honeybees are, for various environmental reasons, also on the decline. Mary Lou Canode says, there's all kinds of sculpture everywhere in our city. Look around at the Arch, and even Bell Fountain Cemetery has billboards which advertise it as the other sculpture park. Our current exhibition, Mound City, coincides with the 250th anniversary of the modern founding of St. Louis. Just as STL 250 provides an umbrella for community-wide birthday celebrations of the white settler presence in the region, Mound City celebrates the community-wide presence of the ancient native culture scattered across our landscape. A part of the Mound City exhibition, entitled Loans That Don't Move, has allowed Longmire to collaborate with the St. Louis Art Museum, Cahokia Mounds Park, Mastodon State Park, and the Missouri History Museum. It was thrilling to see scholars come to St. Louis from around the world to attend a conference entitled Monument/Anti-Monument, which was a part of Sculpture City St. Louis 2014, a multi-partner project spearheaded by Longmire Sculpture Park and VIA Partnership, designed to draw attention to the vast sculptural resources in St. Louis and to engage the community in conversation about the role that sculpture, past and present, has played in defining our complex urban realm. We really are Sculpture City, and whether you consider the Arch and Cahokia Mound sculpture or architecture, they are just a hop, skip, and a jump away from one another, and both are indeed world famous. I'm Nancy Kranzberg.